let's talk about rebuke. One who rebukes a man will afterwards find more favor than one who flatters with the tongue. Proverbs 28:23. Not sure why or when it started, but we have a false view of what it is to be a Christian. We have equated it with being nice. It is such an awfully insipid, weak word, but it is true. We have taken the rugged carpenter and turned him into an effeminate, pale apparition. We have taken on a distorted shadow. Sometimes we are called on to be tough and to call it as we see it. Sometimes we are required to bring light into darkness, and salt can be an astringent and a disinfectant. Can we rebuke? Yes, in love, with wisdom, and a heart to reconcile and bring good fruit. The easy option is to flatter the ears of men rather than follow the call of God and intervene for good. Take the narrow road, and you may win a friend for life, redeem a lost soul, or uncover the potential resident in a team member. Encourage and compliment. Don't flatter. Rebuke in love and wisdom. Don't crush and cut with your tongue. If you learn the difference, you will be wise and effective. Quick prayer. Give me the wisdom, heart, and strength to confront and rebuke when necessary, Lord. Amen.